Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Lynn, your co-host.
Let's secure for sea and get underway. Each day you wake up as a business owner and you likely don't ask the most important question.
That question is, what is the number one job of business? All businesses should have the same answer.
The answer to that question should be client generation. Whether you sell a product or market a service, getting clients is the most important job you have in business.
Too often, marketing and selling seem overwhelming. There are so many different promotional paths you can choose. It can be difficult to make the right choice.
And what is the biggest mistake entrepreneurs make in marketing, and what are the right marketing choices?
Helping us through all these confusing choices is Mary Kravitz, who is a client generation expert and international speaker.
So greetings, Mary Kravitz. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Thanks so much for having me here today.
Thank you for coming on our show.
How's it going? So you're connecting in from beautiful Southern California?
Actually, Central Coast of California, San Luis Obispo County. Oh,
okay. Ah, great. Nice place to be in and to be home-based from, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. So let's get started with that number one job with being in business. Mary, talk with our viewers on how they can master this job.
Yes, the number one job of a business is to generate customers or generate clients. So many people go into business because they have a skill, they have a vision, or they have a product, something they're super excited about. Their friends have encouraged them. They've said, oh, you're going to do great at this. Everybody needs this. And they go into business thinking that the world will be a path to their door. They've probably heard some stories that they've interpreted as overnight success stories. And it really holds them back because what they focus on then is perfecting the product or creating all of their service packages or creating this branded website without a clear picture of how to actually have people go from strangers or acquaintances to actually handing them money. And with the result, with the issues that people have around sales, marketing, and money, it's also one of the most emotionally fraught areas of the business. So when you take all of those pieces together, knowing that client generation is your number one job and actually following through with it, there's usually this huge gap between them.
Yeah, you know, you bring up some good points. Very few people that go into business are lucky enough to have that push-pull work in their favor where their product or whatever just gets pulled into the market and they don't have to do anything about it. You know, for the other 90% of the 10% that succeed in business, they got to plan on marketing and have an effective way to reach what you talk about with those visitors that come knocking on your door most likely or on your visiting your website.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, that gap it's just huge. And the thing is that most of that gap it exists because people are making assumptions about how awful asking for money, sales and marketing has to be. And I know for a fact with the work I've done with myself, with my clients, that the best marketing are things that you enjoy, you engage in easily, that is as much fun as the rest of your business.
Like they say, if it's not fun, you're doing something wrong, even if it is work. Well, you know, Mary, with the proliferation of online mediums and social media channels, marketing is just so much more complicated. You know, how do you keep from letting marketing just get overwhelming for you?
Well, that's a great question. I think there isn't one easy answer to that. There's a combination of things. One is you have to look at what are your own assumptions about marketing. That's probably, if I were to start anywhere, it's starting with what are you assuming it has to be? Do you think you have to be pushy? Do you think you have to be all about shouting to the rooftops about how great you are? Do you think that you're trying to pull one over on someone? I have some tactics. I think we're going to talk about that in a minute about how to narrow down to make marketing less overwhelming.
So you got to kind of start off by managing the expectations with yourself.
Absolutely.
Where is you're going with all this, and you know, kind of like we always talk about the military, always about setting priorities and, you know, where you're going to go with it.
And really uncovering where is it that, like, the best tactics in the world will go nowhere if you are convinced that marketing has to be something icky, something that is sleazy, or that you're, that it's a win-lose engagement. That you're
going some people look at it as a zero-sum game, and, you know, you can't really look at it that way. I think also, what do you think about just, you've got to be kind of marketing engaged every day, that you can't look at it as something you do. Okay, Wednesday morning, I'm going to do marketing. You've always got to kind of be in that mindset.
Well, I think it has to be something you keep forward all the time, but I also happen to know that you don't have to be doing it every day. You do have to be doing it consistently, and there's a difference. I was working with a realtor one time, and she goes, I just need to be more consistent about my marketing. And I asked her what her sales were, and they were something like 50 to 100 million or something a year, which is very decent for a realtor. And I said, well, whatever you're doing it consistently enough to get the business you want, so stop beating yourself up about not doing something every day. It's obviously not necessary.
Well, that's a good point. You know, when you step back, you know, how effective is your marketing? It's pretty simple. You know, how much revenue you're bringing in compared to your expenses. And that's probably a pretty good parameter. Well, you know, before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, City America. City America will help you manage your own city directory website. Keep 100% of revenue. City America provides ongoing support and training, only one site per city. So contact City America today to see if your city is available. For more information, call 800-856-9870 or visit cityamerica.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
Confusion and feelings of being overwhelmed can lead to errors. Mary, what's the biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make when marketing their businesses?
Well, I think because there are so many options out there to market, people generally start to do marketing in the areas that everyone says they should be doing. That's the biggest mistake. It's everyone says, and there's this huge FOMO, fear of missing out thing going on. Like if I don't get my LinkedIn profile up and running and I don't run the ads. Or
FOMO is my favorite new word. I don't know why.
It will cause you to do really stupid things and really make bad choices. Starting with and this tracks back to what everybody says. Like everybody says you have to do this. Everybody says you have to do that. This is where the biggest mistake comes from, is when you're starting to look at your marketing, like what you should be doing, from the perspective of what someone else's business.
Oh, it's kind of like you're following the crowd instead of looking at your own business.
Right, because there's so many factors involved. It's who's your ideal client? Where are they showing up? What kind of language are they using? What social media channels are they using? Are they using any social media channels at all? There are people who do not have to use social media. It's true. Mm-hmm. They're few and far between, I will say that. But also, how do you use social media? Is it for visibility? Is it for credibility? Is it to drive sales? There is no one size fits all. And a lot of times people are getting advice, business owners get advice from people who don't know what the hell they're doing. They're well-meaning neighbors, they're parents who have never run a business. They're people who are in a completely different business who've really locked it down and figured out how to get customers, but doesn't apply at all.
Yeah, you know, one thing, you know, you brought about the new stuff, which is, you know, the social media, and that can be confusing, but there's also that concept of projection, because everybody knows something about business and they always want to project their experience as well. You know, like when I was in business, you know, this is what you should be doing. And if you mix it all together, you know, it sounds like what you're saying is you've got to look really closely at your business situation and make sure you're customizing your marketing approach.
Yeah, absolutely. There is no cookie cutter approach. The best way to boil it down in my mind is that you've got to, for effective marketing, you've got to bring the values of your values of your company, like what is at its core authentically, uniquely, and marry that with strategy. You can't just be, I got to be me all the time and not bring strategy into the mix.
Talking like some big business term, strategy and so on, but that's just as important, even if you're running a one-person show, as a home-based business.
You have to, or you're just going to be busy all the time. And it's not why you do this. It's not why I do it.
That trap of being busy, where you're focusing on what's urgent instead of what's important. And that's one of the biggest challenges. But, you know, let's talk a little bit about that marketing compass to help guide us. How do you know you're charting the right course in the marketing activities you take up in your business?
The place that I start with is that with looking at what's working. This is like, if people are listening to this, they want to write down one thing, this would be it. What's working? If something is producing results, you want to do more of it. You want to refine it. You want to take it to the next level. You want to stay in that place. I once was approached by a woman who owns a staffing company, and she said, Mary, I'd like to hire you to help us grow our business. And she says, 80% of our business comes from referrals. I'd like to work on the other 20% of our strategies. And I said, we can work together, and we're going to work on making that 80% even better. Because it doesn't make sense to do stuff that isn't tried and true. Almost any strategy you have, if you feel like it's maxed up, we can take it up another level. You can go to a bigger market, a better market, a different market. You can spin off other product sales with it. Working within what works is your best strategy.
You know,
and then from there, tracking.
I can tell, you know, I can see like that could create some challenge. I mean, it's a challenging thing to do because, you know, how do you define what is working? And so, you know, for example, something I could see is, you know, you're doing some marketing where you're getting, you know, it's generating the leads to you. You're getting the visitors and traffic, say, to your website. But then for whatever reason, they're not clicking on the website. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's working in that the marketing is bringing the traffic to you, but there's a weak link that's not causing people to click. And so I think you just need to be careful when you look at determining what's working to make sure you're able. You mentioned one term, maybe you can talk a little more about that, about measuring and measurement, how that's so important to link into what's working so you really know what's going on.
And that's really, there is this whole spectrum of a process that happens with generating clients. There's like, if you're online, you've got to click, but do they buy? Do they buy, but then do they upgrade? So what you're tracking is everything that's going out and everything that's coming in. So all the activity you're doing, everything that you're putting out there into the world, what are your marketing channels? How much of it are you doing? How often are you doing? If you're just networking, how many events are you going to? Which ones? And then when you get results, you want to track not just the end results, like dollars, mm-hmm. but also, did they book an appointment? Did they buy? Did they click but not buy? Just because then you can find out exactly what you just said. Where is that missing link? Because if I see someone who is, let's say they're one of their ways of generating business is speaking. They do a lot of speaking and they get no prospects. Well, then there's a process problem within their speaking that we need to work with. If they get lots of prospects but no closes, they've got a sales problem. And so tracking is critical because otherwise you're just going to keep doing same thing, same thing, same thing. You will make mistakes in business. Tracking will help you identify them faster and correct them faster.
So I guess like kind of the way I would look at it is if you're getting the initial traffic and eyeballs to whatever you're doing, you're doing the right thing, but then you've got to weave it into a more long-term focus of, you know, what results are you generating? And I guess at the end of the day, you've got to measure if you can, which is so much tougher these days, is how do you measure results? I mean, where exactly is that sales dollar that came in? Where can you actually pin that to the marketing you did? I don't know.
That's one of the most important things. And it is shocking to me how few people track this. And I'm talking big institutions. This is not just like brand new entrepreneurs or anything. I worked with a credit union bank manager one time, and she was tasked with generating more auto loans in a particular month. And I asked her, okay, look at your data. What has been the best marketing channel for doing that? And she said, I don't know. We don't track that. I'm like, you have to. You have to. If you want to have a measure of control over your business, duplicatability and consistency, you have to track.
I think that could even be a little bit easier with a smaller business being able to track because they don't have to, you know, work within a complicated corporation to do. They just can set up a simple system to track what they're doing.
It is not hard. You put a field you can't advance past. Where did you come from? You can't advance past it. I mean, there are ways to do this. You just got to make it a non-negotiable.
Well, Mary, the points you've discussed in the podcast today weave together into what you would call a success mantra. What is your success mantra?
All right. It might sound really odd, but this came from the idea that the best way to run a business is the simplest way. It's the easiest way. And business can be easy. It's boiling things down to what's working best, being very intentional, and totally valuing what it is that you put into it. And so this mantra that I use, it's literally, I'm looking at it on my computer right now, and it's simply this. It's a question, and I'd write this down. Am I willing for this to be easy? Am I willing for this to be easy? Now, the reason why this is so powerful is because it's based on a lot of research, first of all. What it does is a question. It's called interrogatory self-talk. It makes you reflect on your brain starts to look around for what is the easiest way to do this? What have I done in the past? How have I done this? What resources are out there? And your brain's a yes man. It's going to focus on what you want, what you tell it to focus on. When you say, am I willing for this to be easy, instead of I've got to make this easy, there's this gentle inquiry that your mind easily accepts. You get past all the gatekeepers and your mind seeks out the easiest solution to whatever you're trying to do. A client of mine, she scheduled out 2 full days to create this curriculum. She kept this question in front of her and it took her 4 hours.
And I'm kind of slow here as you're saying that, but I'm finally starting to pick this up. You asked the question, am I willing for this to be easy? And by you saying asking that question, you can get to that beautiful KISS principle that we talk about in, the military and all, which is keep it simple, stupid. By you're saying to drive yourself to actually really doing that, you've got to ask a basic question like that, and that'll guide you to it.
Over and over and over and over. And there's this in our world today, it's just run by distractions, run by complications. And there's this belief that's getting more deeply and deeply rooted that in order for something to be successful, it's got to be complicated. And for satisfaction in work, I would say nothing could be further from the truth. The simpler you make it, the more you can enjoy your life, the easier things are to build going forward and maintain and to include others. Whatever your business is, the simpler you make it, I think the happier you're going
to
be.
You're willing to make this simple. Well, Mary Cravens, this has been a great discussion on marketing and client generation. Do you have any final points you would like to share with our audience?
Well, a lot of this, the narrowing down of what do I do in this business or that business, we can only give so many examples. And so if you want a training that actually walks you through an exercise that literally connects the dots on what is going to be your best marketing strategy customized for you, I have a great website set up. It's called moreclientslessmarketing.com. And you can go there. It's going to be on the podcast website, I know. And go there. There's a free training there. It walks you through it. And it's a great place to start if you're just feeling like tearing your hair out about marketing.
Yeah, great point. And we will make sure we get this information on the podcast website too.
Excellent.
Mary Cravens, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
I appreciate you having me on.
To learn more about Mary Cravens, visit simplygetclients.com or our podcast website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more info, visit homebusinessmag.com or the expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.